Level Up Latina partners with working women and mamas alike to guide them in achieving fulfilling career and life goals through financial empowerment, professional or leadership coaching, and personal wellness. Find the unique coaching you need to succeed.
You're listening to Vero, Ceci, and Irene, and we are Level Up Latina.
Welcome back to another episode of the Level Up Latina podcast. This is episode 243, and this is take 5, I believe, because Vero was a robot in the last few takes. So welcome back. This is one of our favorite episodes of the month because it's the one where we talk about anything and everything pertaining to the Latina experience in life, career, lo que caiga, como caiga. It is the Random Show. So before we get started, let me check in con mis beautiful co-hosts, amigasas y homegirls de la vida, del alma, Ceci y Irene. ¿Cómo se encuentran?
Bien, I was telling Irene off record that me siento cansada. My hubby is away this week on a conference, and so I can't, like, no me quedo dormida right away when I go to sleep. And last night was like the first night that he's away, and it took me a while to fall asleep. And then I couldn't get up with my alarm. I like snoozed it. So ando así, like, so ahí andamos.
Thank you, Ceci. You yawned. It made me yawn. I'm like, oh, se me antoja un café. I'm like, no, we're going to fall asleep. It's going to be the random sleepy episode. No, but I'm good. Happy to be here with both of you. Glad we were able to interview a celebrity and actress earlier this morning. Look at us. Watch out. Who would have thought? Not us. But that episode, yeah. Hopefully, y'all have already had a chance to listen to the episode from 2 weeks back and already started catching that show. I won't say too much now. Or maybe I can because we already premiered. But Consuelo on VIX, we just had the actress on and she made me feel good. She was like such a powerhouse, beautiful. I was like, I love this work. I love Latinas representing Latinas in media and film. So I'm feeling good. Thank you for being so badass that they would even want to be on our little old podcast. Not a little old podcast anymore.
Not a little old podcast.
Not no more.
In your face. We for reals, y'all. We for reals. We up in this house.
So if Ava Longoria needs our number or America Ferreira, we'll let you know. We'll give you 20 minutes.
You know, we're growing. I think that's another random part, right? Like we've been, 5 years, ladies? 5 years in the making. I remember the first podcast.
Started our pre-celebration for our 5-year anniversary.
A week early.
Totally fine for a random show because we can talk about anything and everything we want to, right? So how awesome. We've come such a far way, but a long way, not a far way. But we won't go much into that so we can on May 1st celebrate. Okay, chingados? Bueno, anyways, so far for the month, we've had some things happening, lots of changes, lots of little things here and there. One of the big ones was like a solar eclipse, right? That won't be seen for another 20 years. And did you ladies catch the eclipse at all by any chance?
No, I was at work and but I did see a little bit on YouTube, you know, people all over the world watching it. And then I did see a cool video the night of the people were in Mazatlán. Oh. And I sent it to you guys. Se obscureció todo. Did you guys see that?
I saw it. I wonder how many people made out.
I saw a video of somebody in Dallas and it was like amazing how it was like super light and then super night. And I was walking out to go buy paint at Sherwin-Williams and I'm like getting in my car. My neighbor's running out. She's putting glasses on. She's like, don't look up into the sun. It's starting. And I look up into the sun with Dolio. And like, I didn't really pay attention. I text the kids.
You're not the boss of me.
Sunglasses and look at the sky. I know. I just didn't. I'm like, I look. When people tell you not to, I look. And then my eyes were all blinded. And I'm like, was that part of the eclipse? But then I got to the Sherwin-Williams and I'm talking to the man. And he goes outside to look. And then he comes back and he's like, it's starting. And his boss turns around. Don't be like everybody else, man. Everybody else is excited about that. Me and the guys just looked at each other like, damn, we're excited about the eclipse. But anyway, I was shamed about not looking in the sky and we missed it. I don't know what happened. We missed it. Vero, did you get a chance to look and be ready?
Oh my God, you guys.
Seems cool.
I
don't care what that guy says at the paint store. It seems cool.
I was a lila. I kept going outside and like, okay, let's empezar. And it's like so much brighter than normal, than usual. And I'm like, ¿por qué está tan fuerte el sol? I mean, usually they say don't look at the sun anyway, right? I'm like, I'm going to fly to the sun. I'm Icarus. Anyway, Greek mythology for any of you that doesn't know who Icarus is. But yeah, I did. I love seeing the shadows when the eclipse happened because it's, you know, usually it's a very sharp, you know, outline of your shadow. And when there's an eclipse, the lines end up blurry. So my tree in the backyard, it's starting to get its leaves, so there's still a lot of little branches, and the it just looks super cool how like blurry the branches looked. It looks super awesome. And then I found out this little trick, because I didn't have solar eclipse glasses and I didn't have my peephole chingadera to look at it. So I found a trick that if you do your fingers as in like a waffle, and you have the sun behind you or above you, because it was, you know, here was a little bit later than in Mazatlan. We didn't have the beach or the banda plane, but when you do that, like a waffle, you can see it, the shape of what the eclipse is on the reflection on the floor of your shadow. So it kind of shows you the little crescent moon, or como se ve así. It looks super cool. So I did that. But I left the kids inside the house. I didn't want Maura and Fidel to, you know, be like, don't look at the sun, and be like, Irene, ¿dónde? ¿El sol? So los dejé dentro de la casa. Exacto. Well, I explored it. But anyway. But eclipses are amazing. I think I have a few memories of eclipses. I think one of the coolest one was the blood moon when I was living in Yucatan. And it happened, I think, right after I got back from Chichen Itza. And it was like the next day. And you could see this little bolita en el cielo that was just red. And I'm like, that is so cool. Like, that is the most amazing things. But like, you can remember the time and the place, right? Do you guys remember any previous eclipses at all?
I do, but at the same time, I also don't. Like, I feel like my family wasn't, like, wise enough. Like, we weren't ready enough. That we would always talk about it. Run outside, look. And I think it happened to me again yesterday. Kind of, like, missed the boat. But everybody's talking about it. And now social media even more. And you should be able to prepare for it. But I feel like we're more on top of those dang rockets that keep freaking launching over at SpaceX here. Diego always knows when those are going to launch. And then we run outside and we look and we see the line. And I'm like, we don't seem to do that for the eclipses, which are like amazing because it's not man-made. But one day, Vero, I'm going to have the memory. One day, I'm going to wake up on las pilas and I'm ready for it, because I was sold after this one. I saw all the cool social media videos. I was like, dang, it's a thing. Like, it is so cool and it is so beautiful to see that. And I imagine if it would have gone dark here, it would have been a little bit cooler. We were a little bit off the bat. But I wish I had a memory, and I will make one, Vero. I will.
You will. You have 20 years to prepare. And we got a little cast of a shadow. We got a little cast of a shadow. So se notaba que había pasado, estaba pasando algo. Ceci, ¿qué ibas a decir?
I remember there was one in 2017, because I remember either it was the day or the week that I went back to work after having the twins. So it was my week back after maternity leave. And I remember all of us like going up to the roof and having the glasses and everything. And I remember that, like, that was cool. We saw it. And then we even were like, but you can't take a picture. How do we do it? And then we put the lens in front of the phone, the camera. Yeah, see, we were able to take picture. It didn't give it justice, but I was like, oh, this is cool. We're able to do that. So I remember that. And then the other ones, I only remember, but I remember, like, how often they happen, but I remember my mom always said que cuando estuvieras embarazada to wear, because you were
pregnant with Dali. Yeah,
to wear like a, what was it, like a safety pin or like something rojo?
Algo pin? Rojo and like metal. Like, so my mama me agarró unos pinches llaves aquí en la panza.
Yeah.
Sounded like a janitor at work. Cling, 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 cling. You know? Got me big old red ribbon, but anyway.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. So that's when I remember. And like what you guys were saying, like, we can prepare because we'll be 62, 63, primeramente Dios.
Primero Dios.
Sesentonas y buenonas cuando pase el siguiente.
We'll still be recording this show and talking about it.
Yes. Primeramente Dios.
No, pues sí.
Episode 1000 and...
God willing, what a blessing.
Yes.
Episode 6700.
Still first series, ladies. Still the first. The first, ¿cómo se llama? Not series. The first. Yeah.
Season?
Season. Season one, episode 5 million.
We're going to be like holograms in people's houses. They're going to be watching us on VR. We're going to reach out and touch them. They're going to smell a vision.
There you go.
Today, she smells like Bengay.
Es vaporu. Vaporu.
Puro vaporu con esa viejita.
Ay, no. Vamos
a ver. I people can see Ceci's face. Ceci's cracking up with the sound of
Bengue,
the
cloud of her. Like, allá vamos, para allá vamos todos.
Like, icy hot, Bengue, y el vaporu va a vivir en la casa. We should buy stock now.
I love icy
buy
hot.
Buy stock in those right now.
Okay? I know. Mm-hmm. I love icy hot. I love it.
Me too.
I don't like icy hot treatment, though. Icy hot treatment is a whole different story.
Spoken like true viejitas. I love icy hot. I love it.
Isn't it great? Yeah, like when your knees, like now, okay, so at 40, what do you think nos vamos a estar quejando en los 60s? Ahorita los 40s me quejo. My back starts hurting. My knees are hurting, right? From all the crazy dancing we did in the 2000s, early 2000s of like, you know, not even just bending over. We were like dipping it like, you know, I don't know. No sé cómo nos quebramos las piernas, güey. Estábamos haciendo tanta cosa. And now I feel like, oh, that knee hurts. Ow, you know, I hate to put something on it, a heating pad or something. What do you think we're going to be quejándonos a los 60?
Freaking arthritis. Freaking all the using our cell phones and typing. Todo desmadre unos dedos de... Me and Sophie were laughing that I'm like, I have fat knuckles. And she's cracking up. I was like, I get it from my mom. She has fat knuckles too. We were like just laughing about our fingers. But my mom has like, you know, old lady hands. And then I'm like 40 years younger than that. And my daughter is, you know, 30 something years younger than that. It's just so sweet to see the three hands together. But I always envision like my little hands, my little arthritis. My thing that I now is like my feet fall asleep super easy. Oy. Like, me quedo entumida, and I'm like, what the hell? And I get up, and I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to fall if I don't, like, I have to, like, let the blood go back. It's if I'm sitting all funny or whatever. And once I almost, like, freaking bit it at a ramen restaurant, because the whole time I was on the stool with, like, my legs just kind of, like, pressed against each other. Isas, one of them was fucking dead weight, y'all. Dead weight.
Oh, my God.
Dead on arrival. The foot went to the ground, y no sé. And I had a grandma onto this like table, and the guy's like, you ain't 20 anymore. So like caught me. Yeah, and I was having lunch with him and some other people. But anyway, Vero, es mi pasa a mí, and I need to be careful to not have my shit fall asleep, and then I try to take a walk.
Dang, no, be careful, Irene, por favor, te lo pedimos de todo corazón.
A mí las rodillas también, and my low back me duele a veces más veces que, I mean, más días que otros días. So my low back hurts. My wrist has been hurting. I told you guys, it's been hurting, and I don't know if it's because I'm doing like an exercise wrong, or I don't know what it is, pero de repente me duele. And then my ankle was hurting. My left ankle was hurting the other day. So I was like, maybe like I was thinking of a line, like a diagonal line from like the wrist, my right wrist to my left. I'm like, ay, así me duele, you know? And then, what was I saying? The knee. I was trying to do this exercise where it was like a jump and lunge.
A jump lunge?
Lunges, like jump lunge. Like you land on one, and then I'm like, ay, mi rodilla izquierda me duele. So in 20 years, yo creo it's going to be more of that, and maybe constant where... I swear I don't already have like freaking not Bengay, but like pomada de con marihuana or whatever. We already have yeah. That in our room. Like we already have that.
Un alcoholito ahí marinating the weed hojita, que está viendo un rub, you know?
Dang. Yeah.
Que ahorita que dijiste wrist. I remember I told you I had shared it on our WhatsApp, but I'm like, I think I have two fractured wrists because certain days, like I'll get certain pain. And it's all because of that one trip I did with the company, like, paid for all of us to go snowboarding when I worked at Enterprise. They took us on a trip, you know, to Mammoth, and they, like, provided, like, our cabins, and they provided, like, it was an amazing trip. And it, for me, jumping on to this new company, like, I was like, this is so awesome. Company paid trips, like, you know, on it. So thankfully, we didn't snowboard day one. So I went with, like, the most, like, the BIPOC group, okay? It was myself, my friend Jackie, who is Salvadoran American, right? Then we had my friend Eric, and my friend Eric, who actually was we worked at the same office. So Eric was black, and then is black because he's still alive. And then he brought his friend John, who's also black, and this big football player, okay? Super cool dudes. We all drive up together. We're like, let's drive up together. We don't want to go in the big van, right? Because I don't know if someone had something to do. But anyway, we planned it out. So we have Jackie, myself, Eric, and John in this car. We drive up. I was like, I'll drive on the way back just in case. Biggest mistake in committing that before, because we didn't snowboard on Saturday, but we snowboarded on Sunday because we're like, you know what? Let's give it a try. There's less people on the slopes. Everyone's gone. So si nos damos en la madre, no nos da vergüenza, you know? So I say, hey, guys, why don't we go ahead and take a little class just to learn what to do on the snowboard? And then, of course, Jackie's like, yeah, that's a good idea. And then Eric goes, no, Vero, no. We're going to get on the slope and we're going to do this. These are two athletes. Like, Eric played basketball. John's a football player. I played basketball, but I'm not, like, a professional, right? Like, I mean, I could consider myself an athlete, but
I wasn't maintaining an athletic lifestyle at that point. It was more of like happy hours with the company and that's it. And then Jackie was like, all right, let's do this then. So everyone does not listen to me. And then I'm like, fine, let's go. Somehow John and Eric like get in line and they just jump on. They're like, oh, we asked, let's ask for the bunny slope. Jamás. They're like, oh, you just get on that tram, that the chingadera, the lift. Get on the lift. And it's that one right there. We'll take you to the bunny slope. So John and Eric jump on and I don't see them after a while. I was like, oh my God, we're not even ready to jump on this thing. But okay, let's get on. So then they're like ahead of us, like maybe 3 or 4 seats. And then Jackie and I get on. I'm like, how the fuck are we going to get off the lift? Like, I don't know how to do this. Like, I don't even know. So she's like, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm like, okay, we'll figure it out. Fine. We get to the top and we had told John and Eric to wait for us up there. They're gone. They're like gone. Okay. We get to the top. We fall. We fall off the lift. So like, you know, the usual drama. I'm that lady that goes snowboarding and falls because I'm not an expert. And this is my first time ever trying snowboarding. So we fall, whatever. We're like, okay, where's John and Eric? We look around. Okay, they're gone. I'm like, damn, they left us. Okay. Well, here we go on our adventure. It was not a bunny slope, first of all, you guys. There's no way the lift would take, like, we went to like a halfway point and then it kept going and then it reached another little point and then it kept going. So that was not a bunny slope. I'm pretty sure they put me on it. I was a blue diamond. I'm pretty sure there was a part of it that was a black diamond. And I swear to God, guys, I was so nervous. There was a point I was like on the outside of the mountain facing out. I'm like, me voy a morir. I'm like, just Lord, cuídame, you know? I'm like, can someone put me in bubble wrap? It took us 3.5 hours to get down from the mountain, okay? To the point that we were thirsty. We didn't have water on us. We dug a hole in the snow and we ate ice. I lost my snowboard. I had to go pick it out of like this 6 foot between a tree. Girl, it was like an adventure. And I was like, it's like I just paid to kick my own ass. Like, it was terrible.
Oh my God, yeah.
So then my friend goes, Jackie goes, Vero, you know what? That's it. And we were like, we could see the end, right? And like, this is like 3 hours later, we could see the end. And I'm like, you know what, Jackie, I'm going to give it one more shot. I cannot just give up. I'm going to give it one more shot. She's like, well, I'm done. She started walking down the mountain with her snowboard. And I'm like, all right. So I go and I'm like, whew, this is nice. Okay. I'm like, I think I got it. I bend my knees, move my hips, do this. Okay. And I start picking up speed. Like I start hearing it like blowing in my fucking ears, right? And I'm like, okay, this is good. This is good. I'm like, oh shit, I think I'm going too fast. The moment there was that hesitation in my mind, my hip made a little movement and my board just starts swinging over. So I was like, oh shit. So I got nervous and I, you know, you're on the board. So I dug my toes a little bit like this. Way, bole. I took off. I land. I swear, like, you know when they do an outline of a scene of a homicide or something and it's like they put tape or spray around it and like the person's all like their body's all discombobulated, if that's the word to use, I don't know. But it seemed like someone just threw me in the air and I landed, como caí. And the first thing I did was like, okay, I'm alive. And I lift my head off from the snow because I'm in the snow. And I touch my teeth. I'm like, okay, I still have teeth. I'm okay. Everything else is fine. I lift my head up and then I see someone like throw snow at me because they stop. And this little kid, there was a little kid that stops next to me and says, excuse me, ma'am, are you okay? I can help you. And I was like, no, I'm fine. He said, "Pan chiquillo." I was like, qué vergüenza, a little kid is going to try to help me. Like, come on. So I peel myself off the snow. Jackie's coming at me like from behind me. She catches up and she's laughing her heart out. I get it. If I would have been watching me, yes, I would have laughed too. And she's like, Vero, can we just walk now? Please, let's just walk. Give up. And I'm like, you know what? Yes, I tried it one last time. I was going to try it one more time. And yes, tuvo. Point is, as we're reaching the bottom of the hill, finally the bottom of the mountain, John and Eric are like talking to people. And they turn and they see us. They're like, oh my God, we were about to send out a rescue team for you guys. We didn't know what happened. And we're like, where were you guys this whole time? They're like, oh, we got down in less than 5 minutes. Esos cabrones just took off. Eric ended up tackling some dude with his kids. Like, none of us knew how to snowboard. So they dangerously went down the mountain. And in 5 minutes, we dangerously went down the mountain in 3 hours. So it was just a little bit of a time difference, right? But since then, de tanta caída, Ceci, my wrists are just terrible. That day, by the time my body cooled down, I had a drive. I couldn't even talk. And I was driving like this. And I was like, you guys, Can I switch lanes? I couldn't move my jaw. I had bruises here. I had bruises on my boobs, on my side, on my legs. I still drove. And I'm like, can you guys check, please? I can't turn. I couldn't turn at all. So the whole week at work was terrible because I estaba adolorida. And then I just never went to go check up on anything. But there's days that my wrists are just, I'll pick something up, move it a certain way. Y olvídate, like I can't. Or when I will do push-ups, when I used to work out a little more, push-ups or like, you know, planks or doing something like that, me duele mucho. So take care of yourselves, guys. And don't let anyone make decisions for you when it comes to like taking a class in preparation for anything. If you think you need it, take it. Don't pay to kick your own butt, okay? What a story, man.
Oh my God.
I know. I hear that story and I'm like, I can't believe Vero said chingó la whole mountain. I would have been like, I'm still going to stay. I would have stayed on that thing. You know how you have to get off the freaking lift and get off to start? I would have like stayed on. Like, this thing's taking me back down. I'm not getting off. Like, this looks like blue diamond, black diamond. Like, yo soy bien miedosa, Vero. I would have been like scared of being that high. Like, hell no. There are not enough kids around. They know that they're like my trigger for safety. If all the kids are here, then again, some kids are freaking good. But you're so brave for like jumping off and being like, let's go. Even if it took 3 hours, I would have given up and like jump back on the damn gondola or whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think it is called a gondola or a lift. It's one of those two. But yeah, that was scary. It was fun. An experience. It left. I was a joke. One of my car preps, Armando, shout out to you because you were the coolest. Always super helpful. He was like, did you guys know that she's like a champion in snowboarding? I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Pero tus amigos, que no sé, I know that they're like, you know what? You got hurt. Let me drive. Like,
no, they were all tired. They're like, okay, te toca manejar. I'm like, fuck. Okay, you guys suck. Don't you guys see that I'm not in the condition to drive? But anyway, yeah. Great story.
Was it your car? Did you drive up there, Vittle? Is that why you got stuck driving back?
No. We got a rental car. So, someone drove the rental car there and then someone else was, I was going to drive back. So that's what we had put in the contract. Like, okay. So we got spot, like we didn't have to pay for the rental, but you know, even then, like we still had to do a genuine, like a legit contract. So I was on there. So I'm like, okay, only us two could drive and I already committed. So me di la madre. Anyway, don't do it, ladies. Don't try this at home. But enough of that. Do you guys have any?
Yeah, I'm not a snowboarder, really. I've tried a couple times and simply I end up on my butt. And then the one time we went together with Chela Sissy, remember that? And Chela came down with skis. Like, she was super down. Like, miedosita. But my kids love sledding. They love going to the snow. So we are snow people that do like sledding, which is so easy to do. Death-defying sledding. I can't think of something that I've done that I've been like, better, where it's like, that was taxing. Maybe running a 5K and other people are laughing. Running a goddamn 5K without stopping in my best. I don't know. When have I done something that I've been so... Oh, no. When I freaking biked the 44 miles on the beach.
Oh, that bike. That bike.
Let's go.
Path right there that you did.
That was the path. Hours. Rough. I'm so, so proud of doing it. Like, he's like, I really want to do it from tip to tip. So Torrance Beach all the way to Malibu. He go, I'll do it with you. He's like, you would? I'm like, yeah, I'll do it with you. Like, if it's nothing. And I remember being like in Venice Marina and being like, what am I thinking? I still got to go back. I got to get to freaking Malibu and go all the way back. But I was like, I'm not stopping. He's like, I can't believe you kept up. I can't believe you did it. Y está almost the next day, like, done, Vero. Done.
Te creo.
Done.
Because I've done the Torrance Beach to Venice. Oof. And that was rough. Without practicing, not even having like a mountain bike. It's just on a beach cruiser, girl. Like,
yeah.
No. Not cool.
Yeah. Girl. Even tú te echaste, because even like the mountain bike, you can change the gears and help yourself in la sudita.
Por eso, pero en la
beach cruiser, good for me.
Nos chingamos.
No, that was even harder, Vero. That was even harder. No, it was good though, because then I was biking that whole summer. I really like biking. I would leave from the house. Because if you could do that, you could do anything, which is a good story. Vero can take on anything if she can ski down this black diamond for 3 hours. And if I could jump from one city beach to six beaches over, like, I think that we can do anything. It tells your brain and your mind, like, damn, that's nothing. So if someone invites me to go half that, oh, sure, of course. I almost died before, but I can do it. What about you, Ceci? You're a marathon runner.
Yeah, I was going to ask Ceci. There's people that have done marathons from one day to the next, right? But it's not the best idea, but they can do it. No. Right, Ceci?
Yeah. So, sorry, es que estoy escuchando. Creo que vinieron por el perro porque lo van a llevar a caminar. But what I was going to say is, no, going back to that trip with Chela. So no, Chela. So none of us had. That's the only time I've ever been skiing. Like I've never been skiing. Like that was it. Like in college, and that was it. We've been sledding with the family, and we love it. Como ustedes. But that's it. Never skiing or snowboarding. And that day, I remember we all went up the lift. Tú dices que you didn't go, Irene? You didn't go up the lift?
I went, but I didn't do skis. Oh. I tried to snowboard. I mean, okay. I felt like...
You
like,
and Sandra tried to snowboard.
Yeah, we felt safer because we kept falling on our butts. Freaking Chela like beelined with these two sticks in her body and her legs. I was like, oh, I can't. Yeah. That seemed too scary to me.
That was hilarious, but it wasn't on purpose. You know that, right? Because like se bajó and we were all going to like try to like leave. That was our first time. I still laugh because I can still picture her.
Her face, freaking her body. Funny. She just fucking she goes.
Like,
oh,
like se fue. Like, you know, puro, she didn't know how to stop, you know. También yeah. We didn't take a class. Oh my nothing God, nada de eso. And then también se fue. We're like, Chela, like, no nos esperó, but it wasn't like... It wasn't because she didn't want to. It's like,
she just went for it.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, I think running in 2021, I think, the San Francisco half marathon, Luis and mi suegro were, you know, signed up for it. They had done the training, whatever. And then, like, 2 weeks before, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. And I was like, dang, I didn't train. Like, yes, I was running here and there, but nothing like I wasn't like on the training path. Like when I train, and I wasn't. And I was like, oh yeah, whatever. Let me just do it. And so I ended up running it. And I remember like I struggled. I remember this particular area where it was going downhill, and it was maybe it was towards the end. I remember it was towards the end. 13.1 miles, and it was maybe, I don't know, mile 11 or whatever. And I was going downhill, but it was like kind of a curvy area. And I remember having to go kind of like sideways, like sliding, porque me dolía tanto las rodillas, like going downhill. And I was like doing sideways. And then I remember my suegro, he's very competitive. And I remember Luis finished first. I finished like a minute after Luis. And then my suegro like joined us, I don't know, like a few minutes after me. Ceci, me ganaste. And I was like, look at me. So now every time like we all run together, he's like, oh, a ver si le gano Ceci ahora, you know? But it was like, suegro y ni entrené, you know, yo también picándole. So anyway, that was hard. And it was painful at the very end because my knees were hurting. But I always do the ice bath or whatever, eso ayuda bastante. It hurts when you're doing it, like chingado, but the next day you're like, okay, yeah, me siento bien. So that's my story.
It's so crazy, Ceci. We do have to train. Like, I think when I realized after I did that one snowboarding trip, I said, I'm never again not gonna do anything without like trying or taking a class or training for it. When we did the Havasupai hike, it was like an intense hike with Heidi and Chela went, Evelyn, my friend Letty, like we all like ended up doing this hike to Havasupai Falls. And it was an intense trek. Like we didn't just have, we're not just going on a hike with a water bottle. Like we had to have, we're hiking in the heat through the Grand Canyon into this reservation that's at this beautiful place with these beautiful waterfalls. But I was like, there's no way I'm going to go on this trip and not actually train for this. So Evelyn and I like set like schedules, like even Heidi, we were like meet up for like runs, like short runs and like trails with backpacks that were heavy because we had to carry our backpacks that would have our food for like 4 days, right? We had our tent, we had our sleeping stuff, we had our food, we had our little stoves, whatever we needed to have it on us. And our, you know, our ice packs in case of anything, we needed to have our first aid kit. So all of that was in our backs, in this huge backpack. And then like, you still have to do this trek through this place that you really don't know. So you're preparing, you're like, I know I'm going to go through the Grand Canyon. So va a haber piedras, va a haber esto, there's going to be uphill, downhill, but no one really is like mentally prepared for it. Because when we saw we're going through it and we like start like at 6 a.m, like, you know, through this trail, I was like, oh my God, like this is not that bad. And then it's like hour three, and then it's like hour four, and you're just like, oh crap. And then you think, and you see this sign finally that says almost there. And when you see this sign that says almost there, you're like, oh, we're just like probably a mile away. It felt like that was 5 days long, the almost there. So now we're in the heat. Now we're like, you know, trying to figure out what we're going to do. And we're like, what did we just sign up for? But we trained for it, so it wasn't that bad. My friend Letty joined us at the, like, towards the end of our, she's like, I want to do it. And she is one of those most competitive, like, chingonas that would be like, I'm going to get it done. She'll be like, I'll run a marathon tomorrow. She'll make it happen. But then she'll be the one that loses the toenails and has the chafing and all that stuff because she didn't prepare, right? So we come back, like, on our way there, we're like, great. So we're like, okay, that went well. We made it. You know, we see the beautiful, clear, like blue water. It's like, it's an amazing, beautiful place. On the way back, we're like, let's helicopter our backpacks over where they have space so we can just focus on our bodies because our bodies are tired. And when we were there, we did little hikes around different falls that are around there, right? So on the way back, we're like, sure, let's helicopter our backpacks, at least take our trekking poles, a water bottle, and whatever we might need for safety. Well, I'll tell you, we barely made it back. It was such a mental game, you guys, but we made it. And along the way, I'm going to show you guys this picture. Thank God I took my duct tape with me because my friend didn't trip. Okay, so this is us. We're like at the top of the, you can see the.
With your hands up. That's so cool.
But then look at her knee. I had to like tape her knee because she couldn't do it anymore. She's like, my knee hurts. Se le está inflamando. So I was like, girl, I'm going to fix you up right now. So I'm like, what can I do? It's like,
taped her up. Qué bueno que you had the ding tape.
I was like, what will we need just in case? If we need to wrap our arm, what if we fall? Like, I'm like, I'm going to bring my duct tape. You can always use some tape. So thankfully we had that. But that to me was just like, you can train so hard for something and then, you know, the elements and actually experience it could be something completely different. But if you don't train, like my homegirl did, she was like, lo voy a hacer. Okay, how hard can it be? It was a nightmare. Sometimes she still tells me, I hate you. You made me lose my toenail. Because she always was like so proud of her cute feet. And now she's like, my toenail is not the same. Thanks to you. I was like, no, you had the opportunity to train. You just said no. So, and just jumped on a couple.
She's like, how hard can it be?
Yeah, how hard can it be?
Extremely hard.
Extremely hard, homegirl.
It'd be extremely hard.
It's not a joke. Yeah. Prepare.
You're going to lose a toe.
But yeah, those kind of, that's funny. They're great stories. It's fun. But it's like anything, right? No te preparas, ahí quedas. Some things need a little bit less preparation. Some things need a little more training and time, but it is.
I'm trying to think of like hard hikes that I've been on. Diego loves to hike and really like rigorous hikes. And then my comadre Yolanda igual. They are very competitive. They love competitive hiking and being active. She loves running marathons. But we went to, I think, Joshua Tree together and then San Diego together. And of course, it involved hikes and then her man, her husband. And I swear, se ponen a compete, like who can run fastest to this point? Who can do this? And then suddenly everybody's doing push-ups. And I'm always like, she's like, you don't like this, huh? And I'm like, I got nothing to prove. Like, I'm like, walking,
you don't like skipping.
Like, everybody chases up as fast as they can. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. But they love it. They freaking love it. I'm like, wait, I'm in it for the cheeseburger at the end. Like, I'm like, God, I'm with these people. Mm-hmm. At the end, they promised me a cheeseburger. But it's fun. It's fun to at least be able to keep up. I know they were all disappointed when we were in Joshua Tree because their hike was like super flat. And I'm like, oh, this is rather lovely. And they want it to be like near death. Yo, I love this one. Yo, con mis 50,000 photos que tomo, right? So it's like so funny. But yeah, I've never had a toe fall off at all. Havasu Pie seems amazing. Maori did it. And it seems freaking incredible. It seems so worth it when you think about the freaking waterfall and the beautiful water.
Oh, yeah.
But can't you pay so they can take you on a freaking donkey? Can't you go?
Not on a donkey. What they'll do is they'll take your stuff. They'll take your stuff. Either you can helicopter in, so you can pay your ride into the helicopter in. But the donkeys can carry your stuff. So you can do the donkeys or you can do the helicopter. The thing is that most of those things are booked in advance. And for us, we're like, we knew in our head, we're going to carry this stuff. So like, I honestly thought it was harder to trek back up without my backpack because I had like a rhythm in my mind. Like my mind was ready for something. So at that point I was like, this should be easier. And it was still very challenging. So it ended up being still a challenging trek back without this backpack. But yeah, you can pay in advance for all that. So thankfully they had some openings for our backpacks, not for us. So we had to, just find our way back, but our backpacks were waiting for us at the top. But if you plan it, I'd say I recommend this to anyone. The hike is beautiful. If you're not carrying stuff on you, it's great. You're not going to take that toll on your body, but it's still a long, rigorous trek. I recommend it for everyone to do it. It's such a beautiful place. Like, the sky at night is the lindo. El agua, the waterfalls. Like, it's just such a beautiful, peaceful place. I recommend it for show. On a helicopter or a donkey.
Sounds cool. Nos hubieras invitado, because I don't think I'll do that. ¿Ya mis 40? No, no te creas.
No, pues ahora ya sabemos. Y ahora tenemos el dinero para decir, dos helicópteros, por favor.
I'll take two.
I'll take two.
That's right. I'll take two.
But it was great, great, great time. But yeah, I mean, there's always still challenging things that come up, right? Things that you want to do. I'm like, for me, I'm like, how do I get back to running? I'm like, I don't know. It's going to happen, you know?
There's an app. I've never used it, but I've heard that there's an app from Couch Potato to 5K, algo así. Y que poco a poquito, and then ahí nomás le vas agregando a little bit. And you know what? Your body remembers, Vero. Like, you know, like just one day, this weekend, be like, ¿sabes qué, Aro? Quédate con sus chiquillos. I'm going to go for a run. And then empiezas poquito, poquito, poquito.
Son, you know, tuyos. Te quedas con ellos. Yeah.
For that's sure. My advice, my tip for
whatever
you.
It takes to like be inspired. Like, we're in the middle of remodeling some stuff to like really hook up our gym, so I'm getting a Peloton, because I know you get to do it works, right? And I love cycling. I always end up doing really well in cycling classes. So before we bring in the Peloton, like, we wanted to do all this stuff to the gym floor and the gym walls, and so we created like this whole like built-in closet with desks with all this stuff in the room next door, and that will have like the storage that we have in the gym right now can go away to fit a Peloton. But it's like whatever will inspire you to like jump on, because doing all that work, I have to get on the damn thing, right? All creating a freaking home gym that is like awesome, what excuse is there? So same with like, I think if you want to run again, like joining a running group, like forcing yourself, buying the expensive running shoes, like sometimes I think it works. Like if you put all those little things in place, right? Like, I don't know, it's worked for me. Like, pay for the expensive class, because then I feel like I gotta show up. That's what I've done with spin. Like, I paid for expensive classes to make me get up and go. But now I'm into this Peloton hype. I'm one of those people that falls into the Peloton like social media where you laugh at the instructors just by watching the videos. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't even ride Peloton. I love those damn instructors. They're like so funny. I'm like, I love these people. I want to be her friend. I want to be his friend. So yeah, I'm in the bubble, guys. I'm indoctrinated. I haven't even joined the church, but I'm ready.
I'm ready. I love it. No, you're right. It's doing whatever works, right? If it's going to inspire you to buy the shoes, buy the Peloton, and then work around it. And then just show up for you. Because, yeah, lo demás no importa. A veces dices, no voy a la clase aunque pague tanto porque no me peiné o no me veo. Like, who cares?
No me peiné.
No me lavé los dientes.
No me lavé los dientes. Oh, no me bañé.
That's a funny one. No me lavé los dientes is a funny one. Like, oh, my God. But you definitely ride your man in the morning sin lavarte los dientes.
Which bueno, es que es mi viejo, pues. No me
juzgues. You can't. Like, Ceci laughs, but you can't hear Ceci laugh. It's the best. You just see her face laugh. It's so funny.
I try to unmute myself para que me escuchen mi risa.
Beautiful laugh. Yeah, beautiful laugh.
Oh, I love it.
All right, we're reaching almost the end. Anything else we want to talk about that's random? We talked about riding our husbands in the morning with bad breath, working out, doing things when we're not prepared, and just doing it, going for it. What else we want to randomly talk about before we go?
I want to do a shameless plug, of course, in honor of our 5-year anniversary that will be next week after this airs. We have brought down the price to our guilt-free squad. We just had someone join the other day, and it's super accessible, more accessible than ever. It's like a super, super low price to be in the guilt-free squad. So it's our gift kind of back to this 5-year business. We want to share our community. We have so many incredible women on the guilt-free squad. It's an online platform that you'll get access to. It's a group chat. It's classes. So there's one workshop a month. We have just kind of external events that'll happen here and there informally that are really cool. Like, say it's a happy hour, say it's a holiday thing. So Guilt Free Squad's awesome for $30 a month. Built-in badass friendships, amazing women, networking, supporting each other. My favorite thing is the chat, because everybody can share different things, gas each other up, support each other, be sad with each other, plan with each other. So if you want to learn more about the Guilt-Free Squad, like, this is the time to do it. It's a good happy birthday, 5 years, brought down the price. It's an anniversary sale. So join the Guilt-Free Squad at leveluplatina.com.
That's beautiful. That's shameless. It's beautiful. And what else? We also have our breakthrough brunch date. So everyone join us. It is October, remind me, 7th? 12th. Thank you.
10, 12.
So we're going to have all that ready to go for you to start purchasing your tickets and kind of gathering your homegirls. And if not, venganse solas. Solas, y aquí estamos, les vamos a acompañar, and we'll learn and grow and have an amazing time together. If you haven't heard about the Breakthrough Brunch, it is one of the most amazing events that La Vola Latina has. It's our main in-person event that we host every year, and we hope to see you all there. But with all that said, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you, our audience, mujeronas y chavos. If you listen to this, great. Thank you. And if there's a conversation that you, or a topic you would like us to discuss or continue the conversation on something, you know where to find us. You can find us on our website, levolaplatina.com. You can also send us an email, admin@levolaplatina.com. You can find us on socials, on Facebook and Instagram at levolaplatina. And other than that, I think we're all set. Am I good, Irene? Because I'm over here like perdiendo la palabra.
You got it.
Es que el eclipse. Okay.
Las quiero mucho.
Las queremos.
This is awesome.
Besos. Las queremos.
Thank you. Get your hike on. Whoa, whoa, whoa.